Hustling and bustling, shopping and baking cookies, decorating and wrapping gifts, hurrying and flurrying, listening to the jingle bells, planning for the Christmas feast. Off to grandmother's house we go. Wait, this isn't Christmas. Pause for a moment and hear the still small voice of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is Christmas.
If I search through the pages of history, look through the halls of time, seeking for the greatest gift of all, a gift to all mankind, I will stop at a manger in Bethlehem, bow in wonder there, see a tiny present wrapped in love, a gift beyond compare. Oh, the greatest gift, oh, the greatest gift of all, sent from a loving Father in the form of a child so small. All the wealth of heaven's splendor wrapped up in a child so tender. Oh, the greatest gift in all the world is Jesus. If I look for the gift that reigns supreme above the hills of time, a gift to fulfill each prophet's dream, the highest gift sublime. If I ask every angel in paradise, where can it be found? Heaven's mighty host would start to swell, till earth and sky resound. Oh, the greatest gift, oh, the greatest gift of all, sent from a loving Father in the form of a child so small. All the wealth of heaven's splendor wrapped up in a child so tender. Oh, the greatest gift in all the world is Jesus.
To conquer sin. On that cross of Calvary, redemption's work was done. Now in heaven's majesty, Christ reigns on the throne. Christ, the mighty conqueror, destroyed the power of sin, that all who would be saved need only look to him.
Long ago in Bethlehem, midst the holy winter's night, long ago. Christ was slain. Once for all he suffered, never more to die. Now in heaven's majesty, Christ reigns on high. Long, long ago, he died on Calvary. Long ago in Bethlehem, long ago in Galilee, long ago on Calvary, Jesus lived and died for me.
This is Christmas. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother, Mary, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. There was no palace prepared for his arrival, not even a pillow for his head, no scepter for his royal hand, no crown to adorn his head. There was nothing fit for a king to herald his humble birth. There was no grand reception anywhere on earth. How could the mighty God leave behind his glorious throne and in the darkness of a winter's eve be content with a manger's repose? Surely he loved us with an everlasting love. There is no other explanation. Why else would the Son of God leave his holy habitation? Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Angels surrounded his throne in glory. Angels announced his birth. Angels ministered to him in the wilderness. Angels ministered to him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Angels announced his resurrection, and angels will sing his praises as the King of Kings in ages to come. How wonderful it must be to hear a chorus of angels sing the praises of the Savior.
The heavens shimmer round the babe in silence. The shepherds gaze in wonder at the sight. The angels look to heaven to receive their Lord's command, and 10,000 hallelujahs fill the night. 10,000 hallelujahs explode across the sky. 10,000 hallelujahs exalt His name on high. Our God shall reign forever, the host of heaven sings. 10,000 hallelujahs, 10,000 hallelujahs, 10,000 hallelujahs will crown Him King of kings. The Savior struggles up the hill of Calvary. The soldiers scoff and coldly watch Him die. The host of hell rejoices as He suffers on the tree. Then a mighty "It is finished" splits the sky. 10,000 hallelujahs explode across the sky. 10,000 hallelujahs exalt His name on high. Our God shall reign forever, the host of heaven sings. 10,000 hallelujahs, 10,000 hallelujahs, 10,000 hallelujahs will crown Him King of kings. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Amen. From glory to quaint, from throne to manger. There He is, high and lifted up, His train filling the temple, seraphim standing around Him singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." Then there He is, Maker, Monarch, Savior of all, low in a manger. To most, just a dear little stranger. How perfect, how pure, yet how remote from the world He came to save.
More.
Why would God, the creator of all, take the form of lowly flesh to die? Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus came with one single purpose, even in the manger. He was likely aware of who he was and what he had come to do. He was born to die. He was born to die a death that no other man could die. He was born to die not for himself, but for all those whom he had created. He had created them with life, but they had chosen death. Now trapped in an eternal death from which they could not rescue themselves, only Jesus Christ could release them from their lost estate. And in order to do that, he had to die. He had to suffer their shame. He had to bear their sorrow. He had to pay their price. He had to die their death. Only by dying their death could he conquer death for them. For when he would arise from the grave, he would break the bands of death for all who would believe in him. This is why he was born. He was born to die.
Christ was born just before break of morn, as the stars in the sky were fading. O'er the place where he lay fell a shadow cold and gray of a cross that would humble a king. Born to die upon Calvary, Jesus suffered their sin to forgive. Born to die upon Calvary, he was wounded that I might live. Jesus knew when he came, he would suffer in shame. He could feel every pain and sorrow. But he left paradise. With his blood he paid the price. My redemption to Jesus I owe. From his throne Jesus came, laid aside heaven's fame in exchange for the cross of Calvary. For my gain suffered loss, for my sin he bore the cross. He was wounded and I was set free. Born to die upon Calvary, Jesus suffered my sin to forgive. Born to die upon Calvary, he was wounded that I might live. Dearest Lord, evermore may thy cross I adore, as I follow the path to Calvary. Of thy death I partake, my ambition I forsake, all my will I surrender to thee. Born to die upon Calvary, Jesus suffered my sin to forgive. Born to die upon Calvary, he was wounded that I might live.
There is another birth that Jesus desires, the new birth he brings to each heart that will believe in him. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This birth can be yours if you will receive Christ.
Born in a manger long time ago, Jesus left heaven to dwell on earth. Now in the stillness he comes again. Now I have witnessed his birth. Born in my heart, born in my heart, Jesus the Savior is born in my heart. He is no more a stranger. My heart is his manger, for Jesus is born in my heart. No room for Jesus, ruler of all, never a dwelling to call his own. Jesus, conquer my heart. Enter and set up thy throne. Born in my heart, born in my heart, Jesus the Savior is born in my heart. He is no more a stranger. My heart is his manger, for Jesus is born in my heart.
Amen. Will you receive him? The choice is yours. There was no room for him in the inn. Is there room for him in your heart? Open wide the door and let the Savior in. Don't delay. Don't coldly turn away. Jesus left heaven and was born as a baby to live as a man, to die for your sin. Jesus alone conquered death for you. Jesus alone can bring new birth to your heart. Believe in him today. Receive him today. This is Christmas, and may this be Christmas in your heart, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Jesus came to earth and laid aside his princely crown. Came to his creation, yet a room could not be found. At this special time of year, the call is heard anew. Let Christ be born in you.
it Christmas in your heart. Open wide the door and let Jesus in your heart. As the Savior knocks today, will you coldly turn away? This Christmas, make it Christmas in your heart. You may sing the carols that exalt the baby's name, but when Jesus calls to you, the answer's still the same. There's no room for Jesus. He is crowded out again. Will you open wide your heart and let the Savior in? Christmas in your heart, make it Christmas in your heart. Open wide the door and let Jesus in your heart. As the Savior knocks today, will you coldly turn away? This Christmas, make it Christmas in your heart.
Amen. Certainly by now we understand Christmas is not just about a birth. Christmas is about a coming. Jesus coming to the earth. Jesus tells us in his own words some things about that coming. He uses the word sent. In John chapter 7, verses 28 and 29, then Jesus cried in the temple as he taught, saying, "You both know me, and you know whence I am or where I came from. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me." In Jesus saying that he was sent from the Father, there is such depth in doctrine and truth. It tells us that Jesus did not begin at his birth. We begin at our birth. Most of us can't remember that day when we were born, or a short time after that. Some of us can remember some things when we are very young, but it is impossible for us to remember things before we were born because we didn't exist. But it's all different for Jesus Christ. For he has existed in eternity. He did not begin when he was born. He came when he was born because he was sent. He says in John 8:42, "For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me." God the Father wants us to know that he sent the Son. When Jesus was speaking very personally to God the Father just before he was crucified in John chapter 17 and the very personal and private prayer of Christ to the Father, he said twice in that prayer that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. To say it twice in such a short prayer gives emphasis to the fact that God does not just want us to know that his Son was born, but that his Son was sent. He came from the Father and was sent on a mission to this earth. Jesus also uses the word come. He says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17, I am come to fulfill the law, he says. But in that he means to finish what no man could finish for himself. To make the sacrifice that no man could sacrifice for himself. To do what no man could do for himself. Pay the price for sin. Jesus said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Oh, he tells us about the darkness of sin and how dark the world was when he came. Surely the world is still dark today because there are so many who have not responded to the light. But in the darkness, the light will shine brightly. It should bring attention of all men to that light. And I think it does. I think men see the light. They just reject it. Unwilling to admit their own lost estate, their own guilt before Almighty God. So Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see might not see, and they which see not might see. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So he was sent on a mission. He has come to fulfill for us what we could not for ourselves, to shine the light for us to see our way out of darkness. And then he used the word came. I came, he said. I came to call sinners to repentance. That is the message of Christmas. Jesus came to call out to all mankind to repent of their sins. He said, I came to save the world. Yes, there was a birth. And yes, there was a baby. But when Mary and Joseph looked into those little eyes of the newborn babe, and when the shepherds came and gazed with wonder upon the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, and when Simeon looked on the six-week-old infant in the temple, and when the wise men bowed before the young child, Jesus was looking back at them and seeing those whom he had come to save. A remarkable journey it was, from sitting on the throne high and lifted up and being sent by the Father to be born of a virgin. He came to convict men of sin, came to show men what they were really, and then to save them from all of that. Jesus testifies to us of who he really is. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. I am the light of the world. I am from above. Before Abraham was, I am. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the Son of God. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive evermore. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. This is Christmas. the great I Am, sent by the Father, come of his own free will, came to save us from our sins. And just as he was born in a manger, he wants to come to live in our hearts. Have you received Jesus Christ? Have you believed in this one who came to save you from your sins? Will you believe now that he is your Savior? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for sending him. Thank you that he was so willing to come. And thank you that he came. He did all you sent him to do. He finished what he set out to accomplish. He satisfied all of your righteous demands. His blood paid our price. All we need do, Lord, is trust in Jesus Christ. Believe his gospel and receive him as our Savior. Lord, I pray that if there is anyone in this room, in this moment, who has not yet received Jesus Christ and been born again in him, that in this very moment, the truth of this gospel would lodge in their hearts, faith would come and swell up within them, and they would believe today. Lord, for those of us who do believe, and some of us for a very long time, give us a spiritual refreshing as we remember and are reminded of what Jesus came to do. We do thank you for the quaintness of the circumstances in which he came. But we thank you more for the profoundness of his mission and how wonderfully he finished the job. We praise you. We praise him. We bow before you and worship you. We adore you. We love you because you have loved us and commended your love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.